give you peace of mind. Yes, it would, and you will see the sunshine. For real, yes, you would,
and you'll get to free your mind.
Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local. Always entertaining and educating South Florida. Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Good evening, South Florida. I am Jill Tracy, and welcome to Hot Talk on this magnificent first Sunday of June. It is now fully summertime. I can break out all my white again. Actually, you know, after they say in Florida, you don't have to live by that law, but I'm from Detroit originally, so, you know, I still wait until after Labor Day to break out all the white. Shout out to American Pharoah. The first, you know what? I remember when Secretariat won, because my grandmother bet on Secretariat to win the Triple Crown. God bless her. And this the first time in, what is it, 35 years that the Triple Crown was won. American Pharoah was a horse. And now, apparently before the race, he could fetch $100 million to breed. Now, of course, that's gone up. So when I saw the couple, the owners embracing, I'm like, oh, they're like, oh, that's a new house in Jamaica and Brazil, and I could build a new farm. God love them. So, Missy, I took my life to the next level this weekend as well. I went to the Next Level Success Summit. I can't tell you how empowering it was. Shout out to Neyoshi Yaki. She was on the show, week before she was on the show. And, you know, she was very subdued about how great her summit was going to be. When I tell you how empowering it was a day long, and she had, you know, how they all start, and you have the first session, and everybody talks about your goals and dreams. And then she had breakouts after lunch where each of the specialists that she had speaking would one-on-one with people. And when I tell you, that information was invaluable. Just a lot of really powerful women. And this was the name, Lucinda Cross. Let me tell you something. If you Google her, please, right now. If you have not heard Lucinda Cross, she came in looking like a Barbie doll. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Mary J. Blige when she speaks. And when I tell you the sister got a testimony, it was just, it was really powerful. I put a little bit of her up on my Instagram, so you can check that out. Before we came in today, I saw the video that is now viral. It took minutes for that to go viral, of the black kids at the pool party in Tennessee and the young 14-year-old young lady whose head was being bashed into the ground. And, you know, I thought to myself, why are we still surprised every time we see these? It's like we keep seeing them. They keep happening. You've seen it. You've heard it. You know it exists. But what are we doing about it? We're going to talk about that and so many other things tonight. And I hope that you will join the conversation. 888-550-9105. We've got lots on our plate tonight. That's just one of them. Now that you've seen yet another video, what are you doing in your neighborhood, on your block, in your house, for this not to keep happening? I remember during the Trayvon marches, there was a young man who had a sign that said, justice for, and he left the line blank. And he said, I left this blank intentionally because I will probably need it again. And sure enough, between Trayvon and today, it just keeps happening over and over and over again. And we march and we get upset and then we keep it moving. I have to give shouts out, though, to Sabrina Fulton, who has gotten several initiatives passed, a bill passed, that you cannot use the stand your ground theory if you started the fight. That was a major move in the right direction. But we're going to do a whole show about that because it warrants as such. That was a really great piece you sent me too, Missy, about all the stories that we missed while we were obsessing over Bruce. Caitlin, I'm sorry. I said I will never call him because that's what that man asked for. And now he's a woman, has asked that, you know, Bruce is gone and now he's Caitlin. There are so many conversations around there, around this. There is a woman on our Facebook page. I offer you to go take a listen to it now because we will discuss it later in the show, who starts off saying, you know, I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know anything about the gay, lesbian community. And then she just goes in. I mean, she just, if that's not disrespect, God help her if she was really trying to be disrespectful. That's coming up a little later in the show. We'll discuss that. So if you go check it out now, you will have a frame of reference for that. And the Prince and Princess of Wales clearly have been talking to Beyonce and Jay-Z. If you didn't see it, they published the first picture of the Prince and Princess, and they published it on their Twitter page. Like, I just thought that was so brilliant. It's changing the game completely. Speaking of changing the game, Missy, I told you, I have fallen in love. I've got a new app. I am like the app geek around here, and I have a new app called Periscope. If you haven't gotten your Periscope up, I suggest that you do it right now. I think it's some kind of division of Twitter. But you can live broadcast from anywhere. They talk about me because I'm always trying to live broadcast. I'm going to give you a minute to go get your phone and go look in your app store or the Android store and look for Periscope. You know, like you put a Periscope up. It won't take you very long to load it up. I'm going to go live right now and say I am live. On Hot 105. So those of you in, all over the world, I was playing with Princess and Lola this morning, and I had people, I was talking to people in Beijing and in Norway and in Brazil about my dogs playing in the yard. It was just the coolest thing. So I am live on Hot 105, and I'm going to broadcast live now. And I'm live. So if you are on Periscope, you can see, like, all the goings on. And now, Missy, I have a use for the selfie stick because clearly I can't be on the air holding this. But this is everyone. If you're on Periscope, I'll see you in a few. This is everyone in the studio, and we'll chat with you. I'm going to have to turn it. I can't leave it, like, on because the battery will die. But we will. We'll chat with you in a few. Okay, I was at the farmer's market, and I watched Kevin Hart run the 5K in Boston. I mean, just like the coolest stuff. I love it. So check it out, and I'll come back to you on that. But something that, you know, keeps coming back and is not cool at all. At all. This drug, Flocka, the first time I heard it, I thought it had something to do with the rapper. And then the more and more I heard about it, I heard that you remember that the gentleman that ate somebody on the causeway? Okay, apparently, you know, he was involved in it some kind of way. But it's just a new day for old demons. I really feel like crack has spawned Flocka. And we're going to talk about why you should be afraid and very, very afraid. I have some wonderful gentlemen from our community here in the office. Yes, we like to call the studio the office. Colonel Alvin Pollock is here. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Ozzy.
I'm Ozzy.
There you go. And Colonel Pollock. Colonel Pollock has worked in law enforcement in BSO for over 35 years. He currently serves as a watch commander in charge of the entire county. What is a watch commander?
Watch commander is the person who's in charge, you know, at nighttime for the whole county for our agency. So whatever goes down or you know, whatever happens, you know, you are responsible for it.
So you're always at night?
Yes.
God love you.
I used to do that.
God love you. Just, you should walk with a bottle of holy water at all times.
Thank you.
And Ozzy, now I have the info on Colonel Pollock, but Ozzy, tell me about your job at BSL and what you do.
I'm a sergeant with mm-hmm. Broward Sheriff's Office. I supervise the largest crime suppression team in Broward County, which we were charged with targeting mostly street level drug activity, which now seems to be flocking.
Okay. So now you're having an event in Broward, in Pompano.
Yes.
I just saw, now were you at the one in Broward yesterday?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so was it me, or was it just not well attended? Thank you.
You were at the one in Pompano. There was several in Broward yesterday. I was at one in North Lauderdale.
Okay, I think that was the one that was on NBC6.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Okay, so for something that is really destroying our communities at a rate similar to crack, it was not well attended.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll talk to one person if they listen. So,
thank you for that. But why do you think that is, that we're not turning out? That won't happen in Pompano, because that's why they're here, so we can make sure that you are out there, because if you're in these communities that they're coming to, clearly it is affecting you. So we want you to come out. But why do you think that is, that we really have to just beat people over the head and be concerned about this now?
Well, a lot of people many people aren't from Broward County or from Florida, and they didn't experience the crack epidemic. They're not really sure what's going on. That's my own interpretation. It was given a little early in the morning on Saturday. There was a lot of things going on, a lot of family events going on Saturday in the morning. But wherever you give us room, we'll talk. So
yeah.
It doesn't matter. One person comes, that's enough for me. Given the time and the place, it wasn't conducive for many people's schedules. But again, as we'll talk about later on, there'll be a lot of different presentations we'll be given throughout the county.
I see. So, yeah, you're all the way to Lauderdale Lakes. Now, where are we? Oh, no, that was last month. North Lauderdale. Okay, so we did that one. And you have Hollywood tomorrow.
West Park, Pembroke Park on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Deerfield on the 10th. Oakland Park. Okay, so you're all over. So Pompano's not until June 20th. Yeah. But all month you'll be doing different locations.
Oh, yes.
Where can people get this information so they can be there?
It's on our website, sheriff.org, www.sheriff.org. It's our public website.
Okay.
We're also starting to post them on our Facebook page, our Instagram page,
mm-hmm.
Twitter. So, and we're here today at the radio to talk.
I love that you're doing your social media. You're on Instagram, too. Are you on Periscope?
No, I'm sorry.
Periscope is going to be a good tool for you all. I'm just going to tell you that. Because people do not know how to act on, I'm sure you've seen.
Yes.
People don't know how to act on you know, social media. They'll rob a bank and then they'll go on their Facebook page and be like, yo, we ballin'. And you're caught. Outside your door before you can band that money up and put it in your pocket.
That kind of helps the law enforcement person.
You know? It's like, thanks, Facebook. Okay, so now let's talk about this flock. What is it?
Flock is a synthetic drug predominantly made in China, and it's evolved. It's not going to stop, unfortunately. It's a synthetic drug that has started, like you were talking about, the gentleman that ate the other man's face. That was more of a bath salt, and we're just seeing next generation. So they're all basically the same concept or the same formation, and once it comes to this country and it enters this country as a legal research substance, and then once the government catches up, which legislation can take a while sometimes, they just switch it. So it's been from bath salts to these K2 synthetic marijuana that they were selling at the corner stores.
Wow.
And called spice. And
but, I mean, is it literally legitimately like Calgon, like bath salt, like lavender bath salts I'm buying at Trader Joe's? Is
not.
It really? Okay.
That was just to trick the industry. You don't take baths with this. It's not an herb. It's
that's
not
just
a,
it's like a...
Exactly. It's not potpourri or incense.
Okay.
It's none of that. That's just a trick so they could get it in the stores, and that's how they infiltrate our communities is exactly by that.
And so people do what with it?
Well, Flocka was introduced, and I think it hit the streets so hard and so viciously because it introduced with Molly. It gave you the same effects as Molly, only a bit stronger, and that's how it hit so hard, and it hit every culture. It didn't matter who you were, you used it. So it looks exactly like Molly. Most of these synthetic drugs all look the same. They disguise them with different colors, but they're all a crystal form. They all basically look the same, and they could be made to look different ways. You could make it like powder. You can make it look like crack. You can make it look like crystal meth. So much of the consumer is tricked into using this drug.
So some people think that they're like, not like I'm saying that snorting coke is any better, but some people might think they're snorting coke and they are snorting crystals.
100%.
Oh, my God.
Some people think they're popping mollies at the club, and they're popping
mollies. What's a molly? I'm sorry.
A molly is typically the same thing. It's a synthetic drug made overseas, made in the same laboratories. What people don't understand is these laboratories in China are legitimate laboratories. Specials I've seen on this is the lab that makes shoe glue for Nike also makes Flocka.
That's crazy.
So they're legitimate labs
so
in China.
They weren't made for this purpose, but somebody sniffed it and was like, whoa.
Yep. Well, some scientist comes up with the molecular structure, knows it gets you high. They're intended to mimic the effects of what other drugs do. Marijuana gets you high. They make a chemical that makes you high like marijuana does. Cocaine gives you speed. They make a chemical to do the same thing.
And so this flock is just like all of it, like a potpourri of all of them.
Everything.
Because, I mean, the things that it's making people do, you know, run down the street naked, eat people alive, scratch off their skin, hump a tree. I heard some man tried to hump a tree, and, like, his body was destroyed from trying to have sex with the tree.
It increases your libido, and therefore your sex drive heightens tremendously.
It's a tree, I would say.
there's a lot that happens when you take Flocka, and it's once this person reaches that stage of excited delirium, what's important for the public to know is, as humorous as it could sound, somebody humping a tree, is that they're actually in a stage that they're dying. They need immediate medical attention.
And I saw where you said that if you come across somebody high on this drug and it's a super strength drug, they have super strength, and if you try to detain them, talk to them, anything, it will turn into a very bad situation.
An extremely horrible situation. And they go from 0 to 1,000. Yesterday, talking in North Florida, there was a female experience, somebody on the on Flocka, and I told them in the speech, I said they go from 0 to 100, and she stops me crying. She goes, they don't go from 0 to 100, they go 0 to 10,000.
Wow.
In 1 second. I'm not sure what sets them off and why this happens, but it's true, and you know it's good that she was there to reinforce what I was saying. As small as the crowd was, I'll talk to anybody.
So, girl, typically, is there like a type of person that's getting involved in Flocka?
No, it's not. It's affecting blacks, whites, everybody in our community.
Is it cheap?
Yes, that's why it is. It's also infiltrated the homeless, because unfortunately, many of the homeless population are addicted to drugs, and if you're going to be addicted to a drug and they have a drug that mimics the drug you're addicted to, it's a $5 high, and that's what they do with it. So that's basically it.
So now, tell me again, where can they reach out to you?
They can call any Broward Sheriff's Office station, office, you know, for information. They can go on our website. Most of the information is on our Facebook, but we will be out in the community throughout the next few months, you know, trying to get this out.
Getting the word out.
Yes. It's all about education.
And we'll be here getting the word out. I would love to have you all come in for an entire show, and we can just really take some callers.
What's important, I'd love to come back, but what's important the public knows is that these are dangerous individuals. A lot of people are filming them and laughing at this.
Right.
These people are dying. And when police should respond as long with the paramedics. Yeah. And what you're going to see is not going to be pretty. They don't react to our traditional policing methods of tasers or
stuff.
They have no response to pain. They don't understand what you're telling them. So the only way is by several police officers restraining these people.
Tasers and
whenever you need a spark.
Okay. Oh, most definitely. We have to do, you know, we have to do the entire show. Thank you all.
Be a part of this.
Yes, indeed. Well, the 20th. Yeah, we definitely have to double back. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. You can give us a call here, and we'll share the information. And I'll be right back after this break.
105 presents the Forever Charlie Tour, starring Charlie Wilson, special guests Ken and Joe, on Friday, June 19th at the American Airlines Arena. Uncle Charlie. Forever Charlie.
What up, y'all? This is Uncle Charlie, and Hot 105 is my station. My station. Don't change it. Keep it.
Radio.
Uncle Charlie Wilson is coming to the Magic City.
And Hot 105 has the most free tickets for you exclusively all this week at noon and 8 p.m.
Brought to you by AEG. And today's R&B hits and oldies.
Hot 105.
For more, Hot105FM.com. Or download our free Hot 105 app now.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money. And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and mails over the discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles, and kablam, shaka like a fadeaway, cross-court, coast-to-coast, discount mania! Ooh, should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from? Ha ha, no response. Classic. Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers, and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
Second down and nine.
Alan.
What?
Let's go.
Huh?
Aren't you gonna get out of the car?
No, I'm good.
Are you out of your mind?
Oh, depends on who you ask. Look, I'm listening to the game on the radio.
You and your stupid games. Our reservation's for 7. We're already 5 minutes late. No, make that 6 minutes late.
So what?
So what? Do you know how lucky we were to get a reservation at this place? It's the hottest restaurant in the city.
That just means the portions are small. Look, the game's tied. The fourth quarter just started. I'm not moving till it's over.
But I'm starved.
Well, go in and eat. I don't care. Just bring me a doggy bag.
Ugh! There has to be a better way.
Love you. Oh, happy anniversary.
Now there is a better way. Listen to your local radio broadcast anywhere and everywhere for free with Next Radio, an incredible new smartphone app. And because it's not streaming, it doesn't eat up your data plan or drain your battery. Find out what the next generation of radio sounds and looks like at nextradioapp.com.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. With the New Balance Rewards, all prescriptions and immunizations earn points, even with Medicare. Learn more at walgreens.com/more points.
I'm gonna in the morning in Miami.
Let's make sure John Amos is not wearing those tight corduroy pants.
Oh, those he used to have wedgies for days. Yeah, remember they shaped his butt so nicely.
Mm-hmm. Was he younger than Florida?
Much, yeah. He was about 20 years younger than she.
Is that why he always had that kind of frown before he had the hug on?
He was the first one to say, damn, damn, damn.
That's wrong.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Hot 105.
If you're going to become a drag queen, you're going to have to learn these things.
What do you mean, be a drag queen? I am a drag queen.
No. You're simply put a boy in a dress. When a straight man puts on a dress and gets his sexual kicks, he is a transvestite. When a man is a woman trapped in a man's body and has a little operation, he is a transsexual.
I know that.
When a gay man has way too much fashion sense for one gender, he is a drag queen.
Thank you.
And when a tired little Latin boy puts on a dress, he is simply a boy in a dress.
And we're back on Hot Talk. Please join the conversation. 888-550-9105. We want to thank BSO, Colonel Pollock, and Ozzy for coming in. We have an entire show planned on Flocka and all the mini drugs. And, you know, we cannot neglect the issues that are going on between the police and our communities. So we're definitely going to have them back and do an entire show. But our show today, it's a big show. It's a big show, people. It's been a big week for Caitlyn Jenner. It's hard for me to believe that was it just this week that the Vanity Fair article came out? It feels like it's been 2 or 3. Was it just this week?
Sure.
It feels like it's been 2 or 3 weeks now. But a lot of ground has been covered. And she has gone from celebrated new queen to a vilified recipient of the Courage Award from the ESPY Awards. So, and what I found really interesting there's so many things. One is that the, let's say the white community really celebrated, when the news broke, just celebrated her and, you know, many well wishes and living your truth. But the black community took to social media with jokes for your mama. For everything from putting Wendy Williams on the cover of Ebony under the headline, you know, I am Walter. Call me Walter. To Kim Kardashian crying, but I'm pregnant! And nobody's paying attention to her. But I was really struck by the way that the different communities have responded to this. Moreover, our community has taken to making fun of it, as we tend to do when it comes to being gay in the black community. And there's so many levels to even that. So we're going to kind of break it down, start at the beginning with, Kendall, and move our way into Empire, and then move our way into the pews, because these are, I would say, the areas where we are seeing the most hypocrisy in some ways and advancement in others. So my guest today, the truth about coming out and being grand and trans in the black community, is an illustrious panel, but my first guest, Raji, has been a dear friend for a long time, and came out, go into all of how we all know each other and how we've known each other for so long. Raji is an activist, an actress, author, and transgender woman and singer, also known, you probably know her from her appearances on Dr. Phil and Anderson Cooper 360, discussing her mistrust in an unlicensed transgender doctor who injected her with cement, tire sealant, and glue into her face, breasts, hips, and buttocks, passing it off as silicone. Needless to say, this had tremendous side effects, and she has spent the greater part of the last decade trying to repair that damage. She'll be seen on the new season of Botched. She has a book out right now called Beyond Face Value, The Journey to True Beauty. Raji, my dear, how are you?
Hi, Jill. I love you so much. Oh, my God.
I
it's
love
been
you more.
Years.
But it has been a long time.
I'm here with Jill Tracy.
And I thank you so much.
And thanks for having me.
So now, you and I had the conversation that Bruce Jenner certainly has had the benefit of celebrity in his favor coming out. But for many, the process does not bring them flowers, candies, and sit-downs with Diane Sawyer. More often than not, in our community, we are met with, you know, comments. So do we have that audio from Facebook, Missy?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we met with comments like that. I edited a little bit. I hope you went when I mentioned it earlier. But take a listen to a little of this. Oh, okay. When it just struck me on so many different levels, because she starts by saying, I don't mean any disrespect to the community, this, that, and the other, but then she goes in. I mean, just like rips a new one. And I just, and it just kind of speaks to the type of, and I want to say, hypocrisy that we deal with. We love to kiki and shop with our gays, but we will sit in the pews on Sunday and, you know, have them, you know, reprimanded as, I don't even go there, but we will allow that and not say anything. So,
hello, this is Lady Talisa.
There it is.
Now, I'd like to start off by saying that this video is in no way intended to be disrespectful to the LGBT community or the transgender community. I am not a part of the community, so therefore I do not know the things that you all go through or the feelings that you have. However, I am entitled to my opinion when it comes down to this Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner situation. You were born a man, and I will not refer to you as Caitlyn. But this right here better not ever happen. He can't come home to me after you done humped on me for 25 years. Whether you coming from the grocery store, whether you coming from the nail salon, whether you coming from the mall, I want you to come outside. Because every time I see you, I'm going to jump on you. And if you live with that secret for 65 years, you should live with it for 21 till you die. Thank you. I am done.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Respectful? Okay. Yeah, but notice she gave the disclosure before she went in.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like talking out of both sides of your neck. Now, was that respect? Do you think that was respectful? We want you to join the conversation. Call us, 888-550-9105. Was that a respectful response? And do you think that, Raj, I'll start with you, do you think that that is something that that woman would have said to her neighbor?
Well, you know what I do? I do. In our community, people are very, very open and blunt about the way they feel. And the thing is it's such hypocrisy because it exists in the community. I mean, like, take the church, for instance. You have a lot of people in the choir and the organist and, very talented LGBT people. Mm-hmm. And you know, but then you'll hear people talking about against it and you know, but yet and still they can enjoy the music that a gay organist is playing.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing. So that's what I mean about the hypocrisy. And, you know, with the whole Juice, Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn. Right. Let me get used to saying it. Caitlyn Jenner thing. You know, I agree. It's wonderful. It's so great when a person can stand in their truth and live their authentic self. But it is so difficult for many transgender people. And if you don't have the money and the resources, then it's a whole nother story.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to remember that a lot of trans people stood in their truth, rubbing two pennies together with no resources and no connections to help open that door for Caitlyn to walk through.
Yeah.
And so the cover looks beautiful, and I'm all for it. I'd love to get a cover on the magazine, too.
Right, with Annie Leibovitz shooting you.
Exactly. But at the same time, I think we can't lose sight of the larger or bigger picture.
Yeah. Here's my thought with it. You know, I've always felt like if it wasn't something that was your absolute truth, who among us would put yourself in the place of public scorn the way that you have to?
Jill, amen. Amen, Jill. I say that all the time. Who would do that? This life journey of mine has been so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And many girls have died just because of being transgender. And if they didn't die, they got their, excuse my language, ass beat, like myself.
Mm-hmm.
So who would do that if it wasn't something that was in them, if it wasn't their authentic truth?
Right.
You know, so it's easy for people to look and scorn and criticize. But, you know, instead of educating yourself before you go preaching against something, there's so much material out there.
Well, you know, many people don't take that time. Lauren, we have a call from Lauren from Miami. Lauren, how are you doing? Welcome to Hot Talk. Lauren? Okay.
Don't be shy.
Once, twice, no. Okay, no? Lauren, okay. So, yeah, back to your point, Raj.
Yeah.
I think most definitely people don't give, particularly in the transgender life, the benefit of the doubt in that thought. Like, if this were your child's experience.
Exactly.
Would you have more empathy?
Thank you. At the age of 4, they were calling me faggot.
Mm-hmm.
An innocent child just being my natural self, and they were already calling me faggot and sissy. So this is something that I felt from very, very young. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew that I wasn't like the other little boys in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just acting in my natural state and being my authentic self.
Yeah, you know, and I wonder if you have a call, Missy? Andrew in Miami. Andrew, do you want to weigh in? Welcome to Hot Talk.
Yes, I would. Basically, my whole comment on this whole Bruce Jenner thing, I mean, it's basically disgusting me. But I'm not.
Why is that, Andrew?
Anyone. But,
yeah, just tell me why it disgusts you.
Well, first of all, there's no way that a man on no planet that God made should go from a man to a woman. God didn't make man to be a woman. If he wanted man to be a woman, he would have made him a woman. People
Andrew.
Are forgetting that a whole city was destroyed behind this. It's the same exact thing that Sodom and Gomorrah was was distorted about. And see, people accepted that at that time. And they're doing the same thing in America. They're saying, oh, all right, yeah, you can't speak out about gays and this. And when I was small, if you was gay, you was pointed at and picked at. And so people didn't, it wasn't something that was prevalent and accepted. So people didn't step into that territory. Now it's like a fad.
Oh, so you think because it's more that people are not maimed and killed on a regular behind this, that it's just gotten more prevalent?
Yeah, people are like, I mean, it's become fad. Yeah, I remember a few years ago, it kind of died down, but it was all about the rainbow clique. Mm-hmm. You know, all you heard on the radio, rainbow clique, rainbow clique. And I'm like, what in the world is going on with this? But people, the sad part about this is this.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we serve a God. Well, obviously, they not serving the same God that I'm serving, because my God tell me he's the same yesterday as he was today. So he didn't change. He didn't say, oh, well, you know, the world has changed, and I'm going to start accepting gays. No, that didn't happen.
Let me ask you
something. So that's something that they got to deal with. But sadly, people are so scared to speak out against it because of politics, or I can lose my job or whatever. I don't care. I'm gonna speak my mind.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me ask you something, though. Do you think that that gay people or people who are transgender, do you feel like they are made of God as well?
No, it doesn't godly about that. That's just like saying a man, a serial killer that go out and kill people, and or them people that's doing that in ISIS. You think that's godly?
Oh, I'm offended.
In Christian.
Well, I'm asking.
No, I'm just asking. Do you think that they serve in the same God you serve, or I serve, being Christian?
Sadly,
that's a yes or no question.
Sadly, I do.
Huh?
Sadly, I do. I believe that we all are. I just believe that God is our only creator, and we're all of God. We make choices in our human experience, and we don't all agree with those choices. But I do believe that God is the creator of all things.
So you're telling me that they say the God they say they serve is the same God you serve, and they behead people?
I only believe in one God.
That's what I'm trying to say. They're not serving the same.
Yeah, Jill.
I thank you though for your comment.
Serve what they want to serve.
Yes.
I can say the Bible, and I can say that killing is okay.
Exactly.
Because I can find in the Bible where people killed.
Right.
And it seemed like, and it was okay because for what purpose they care for.
But that certainly, that wouldn't make it right, right?
It don't make it right. But what I'm saying is this. You can find it in the Bible. That all I'm saying is you can find it.
Well,
in the
yeah,
Bible.
You can interpret, you know.
And you can interpret it any
yeah,
kind of
way you want. I thank you so much for your comment, Andrew, because Lauren is on and she wants to make a comment. So thank you, Andrew. Lauren, are you there? Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, how are you, Jill?
I'm good. How are you, Sunshine?
Pretty good. And I was listening to the, first of all, I'm so glad that you put on the sound clip from.
Too Long Fu. Thanks for everything. Yeah. Julie Newmar. Yeah. Thank you. And scene.
Second of all, I'm an educator, just finished the year and to deal with young people on a regular basis and knowing that they have, their own identities coming through, whether it's gay, whether it's trans, and then I had the unique experience of having both in my class this year. And I've always been very tolerant and very, open-minded in that way.
Right.
So I just, when I'm listening to, unfortunately, the last caller that just called, I just feel really scared for a lot of these young people who are coming out, who are trying to live in their truth, as you were saying.
Yeah.
But because of, especially the Black community, of this kind of, talking to two sides of your mouth, appreciating it and appreciating music that gay and or transgendered individuals create in church, and then at the same time on the other end say be totally intolerant of them at the same time is scary. The great thing that I saw with the interview with Caitlyn Jenner was bringing up the issue of transgendered women of color being the most persecuted and victimized. I think that was probably the highlight for me watching the interview because it's true. You see in the news how much, especially in the South, in Atlanta and here in Miami especially, how persecuted they are, and how, you know, and violated and you know, violent, and you know, so much violence towards them.
Yeah,
and it's unfair.
And why do you think? I'm just gonna ask. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that people feel like they have, you know, the right to make a judgment call against people who are different than them, especially as it pertains to sexuality?
I think there is a fear that of something. You know, there's a conservatism that's so interesting. You know, in our community. This kind of very being super conservative and within this culture of saying, you know, you have to, you know, the God fearing, as you heard from the previous caller, you know, God created man and woman to be, you know, that, and that's the only, you know, union that's acceptable, that kind of thing. And that gets indoctrinated in our community. And unfortunately, it comes down to the younger generation who aren't educated, aren't learned into that tolerance and saying, you know what, it's okay to be who you are. You want to be, you feel that you're in the wrong body and you want to be somebody else, you have the right to be.
Move into it, because God made the hands of the people who are able to give you that. So
exactly.
There's that too. So thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
You're
so
welcome.
Much. Deacon Smith on line 3, how are you? Welcome to Hot Talk.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you, Deacon.
I'm coming from a different perspective. I think that one of the main problems is that people can live their personal lives, but don't. I think in the black community, we don't like when people compare the civil rights movement with the gay issue and the transgender issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's very offensive. We didn't choose to be, our parents and forefathers didn't choose to be slaves. They were made slaves.
Okay.
And I think that is part of the problem. When you talk about transgender and gay issues, it's offensive to the black community when people say that. So, and when people use it as their rights and this and that. It ain't just that simple. That's a choice. That's a lifestyle. And then secondly, when you look at the wars and stuff we're going through over in the Middle East and stuff like that, a lot of these wars and battles are because those Middle Eastern countries don't like the lifestyle that we live. And I'm not talking about wealthy lifestyle. I'm talking about what they fear we're getting ready to teach their kids in their country. And that is a part of one of the main reasons why we're in these battles that we're in. Because, believe it or not, they are absolutely right. We should not be forcing other lifestyles on other countries and telling them that it's okay to live this lifestyle, because freedom comes with a price. And sometimes we pay this price because we try to force it on others.
Well, you know what, if I may, Deacon, I find it interesting, and I hear it a lot when people say that, you know, people or Americans are forcing this lifestyle on other people by simply living their life. And I always wonder why it's, you know, why it feels like it's being forced upon you when somebody else shares, this is how I live. It's different from how you live, but this is how I live. But it seems like it's an offense to some.
Because there's a difference between living your lifestyle and being boisterous and trying to showboating and pushing on others. If that's the lifestyle you want to live, live it like a married man lives with his wife. Hey, you don't know that I'm married not unless you look at my hand or not unless you ask me am I married. You don't have to push your lifestyle openly in front of me and tell me that I need to make it law, that I need to do this, and that. That's not, I mean, those are the offensive issues, and that's why the African-American community has never been in favor of, and believe it or not, that's sort of kind of the reason why African-Americans are getting fed up with the Democratic Party, because they take us too far to the left. We have religious beliefs, and true enough, we enjoy the music that comes out of the minister of music and so forth, but that doesn't mean that we are tolerant of their lifestyle.
Well, okay. You know what, Jill? I'm sorry. I refuse to hide.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hide away in my apartment. If I walk out on the street as a transgender woman, I have the right, just like you, who I guess you said you're married and you have a ring on your hand. To me, I could take that as flaunting. I could really take that as flaunting, that you're flaunting your heterosexuality. But it's not. It's just you being who you are and I'm being who I am. So the fact that I walk down the street and people look at me and can see that I'm a trans woman, that doesn't mean I'm flaunting. All that means is I'm living my life in society. Mm-hmm. And as a human being, because before transgender, I'm a fellow human being. And I think that's what people lose sight of. The fact that despite our differences, we're all human beings living this human experience.
Deacon? Now, does that make sense to you? Oh, he's okay. We'll have to find out from Deacon on the other side of the break. We have other callers. If you are on the line, hold on. We'll get back to you. We're going to take a break right here on Hot Talk. Did I say Hot Talk? I need some water, and I need a midnight snack. We'll be back on Hot Talk on Hot 105.
I-95 here. Feel like a road trip?
I'm busy looking for my pruning shears.
You know what else you've lost, girlfriend? Your sense of adventure. But you can find it here in the Sunshine State. It's in Fort Lauderdale, Key West, Orlando. It's time to hop on a roller coaster with your kids. On vacation, their screams will actually bring you great joy. Hilton, where dreamers, screamers, and everyone else always get the best price. Only when you book direct through Hilton. Book now at Hilton.com. Conditions apply.
Summer's here, so head for the thrills at Busch Gardens Tampa. Visit again and again with an annual pass, starting at just $13 a month with free parking. Visit a participating Wendy's, make it a combo with Coca-Cola, and receive a promo code for a Busch Gardens souvenir cup, free with paid admission. Enter the code from specially marked cups at BuschGardens.com to receive a voucher redeemable at the park. Coca-Cola offer available at participating Wendy's through July 12, 2015. Vouchers must be redeemed by August 31, 2015. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet.
Name. Name your. Name your price. A tool, an idea, an inspiration to do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh, no. But to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at Progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance. Steve!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Flo here, and this is my impression of your neighbor who really likes to talk about the weather. Well, spring may not have a loyalty program, but Progressive sure does. And it's free. I know, right? Tell it to Old Man Winter. Enough with the rain already. But you're automatically enrolled when you sign up, so you don't even have to think about it. Not that you can think about anything in this humidity.
Rewarding you from the beginning with Progressive's loyalty program.
It's no polar vortex, I can tell you that much. Where are you going?
Loyalty program available in all states and situations. Cumulative benefits are limited. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
This is Peter Thompson. You're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami Hot 105, Cox Media Group Station.
To join Hot 105's Hot Talk right now, call 1-888-550-9105.
Miami Tower, we are cleared for takeoff.
Sweat Fest 2015. A weekend hosted by today's R&B hits and oldies icon, Keith Sweat. In beautiful and sexy Montego Bay, Jamaica. June 26th through 28th. Starring Keith Sweat, Joe, Teddy Riley, Genuine, Drew Hill, Tank, 112, SWV, Raheem Devon, and more.
You want to go?
Hot 105 has your plane ready to take off. Listen to win your way in to Hot Live.
Up close and personal.
An intimate meet and greet with Keith Sweat and Rick Party in the afternoon all this week. Plus, one winner will win their way in
to Sweat Fest 2015 in Montego Bay, Jamaica, man.
Hi, this is Keith Sweat.
For more chances to win, more info on how you can buy packages to Sweat Fest 2015, log on to Hot105FM.com now or download our free Hot 105 app for your Android or iPhone now.
Sweat Fest 2015
and Hotline.
Up close and personal.
Brought to you by KDS Entertainment and today's R&B hits and oldies. Hot 105.
To To join Hot 105's Hot Talk right now, call 1-888-550-9105.
And we are back. Thank you very much. On Hot Talk, if you would like to join our conversation tonight, gay in the black community, why is it so difficult? Give us a call, 888-550-9105. We've heard from a lot of individuals tonight. Deacon Smith and Andrew were, had quite a point of view. And my dear friend who is now joining us in the studio, I met this young man. I heard about this young man through an incident that happened on South Beach quite a while ago. And I really paid it none. But then once I got to know this young man, I thought, oh, okay, I know what happened. I'll talk off mic. what happened? But I know what happened. And so now, if you don't know, you won't know. Google it. And so now that I've seen him, you have what, almost 100,000 followers on?
112,000
followers. Yeah, just really super smart. And I'm like going to be his little fairy god aunt now because I really just see greatness for you.
Thank you.
Ricky Vasquez is our guest tonight. And you, now, Ricky, you were saying that you took umbrage with Deacon Smith's comments, because you said you're not trying to have him accept anybody except you. You are who you are. You live your life.
Exactly. It's not necessarily about being accepted, and I think that's a huge problem in America in general. They think that everything is about what's acceptable and what's not, acceptable. It's about respect, because just like Raji said, before everything, I'm human, and I'm a self-proclaimed humanist, and I'm very spiritual, too. I go to Trinity. Shout out to Trinity. Woo.
Unity, shout out.
Yeah. Oh, Trinity. Listen, Jill. We ain't going to do this on the app. But, I think it's just with when people get religious, just like he said, we try to shove our lifestyle onto people. They try to shove that Bible down your throat. And it's so funny because people do it at their convenience, because that's the same Bible that says treat others as you wish to be treated.
Well, that's what I said, you can interpret words.
And not to judge me because, but it's so hard to tell people not to judge people. And this has not even anything to do with the Bible, but just in America, it's just such a judgy place. It's just... Everybody passes judgment on everything, and I work hard every day. I pray every day, too. Yes, I pray, Deacon Smith. just for God to... I pray for an open mind and to keep my spirit pure so that when people say those evil things to me, which to me is evil, there is nothing godly about that. God is love, and to speak that way and be so ferocious about somebody else's lifestyle that does not have to affect your life.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Gloria on line 3, welcome to Hot Talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good evening.
How are you? Thank you for calling.
I'm fine, thank you. I would like to first to say South Beach, all that water around that island ain't gonna be able to put that fire out. Baby, a child is born with a heart of gold. The weight of the world makes his heart turn cold.
That sounds like a song lyric.
I'm about to write that down.
Kept you under her too much, maybe you were molested. They have psychiatrists out there. No matter how long it takes, you were supposed to seek help. A lot of people can't afford psychiatrists. A lot of people ain't tell their parents what happened.
Gloria?
Believe me, this is not... I've seen Roseanne Barr. She had a gay cruise. She must have had one of her adopted children on there. It looked like he was black. You know, she actually put fingernail paint polish on that little kid. Some of them, it's a joke. They try to wear the biggest purses. They try to get their hair. That is just a big joke.
Gloria?
You need to go
get
help from the doctor.
Gloria?
You pray, of course, God make everybody. But everybody who tells you something, God made them.
Okay, Gloria.
Also, with their mind to speak.
Gloria.
Okay, I want to be respectful, Gloria, but you got to let me get a word in edgewise. Line two, Rebecca Butterfly Vaughn. How are you? Welcome to Hot Talk.
Jill.
How are you, babe?
Your guest.
Yes.
I must say, I woke up just in time and during the right time because I love, and I have to stress that I love people's ideas and misconceptions, and that's the first thing that they think going either way when a male is gay or a female is gay. Oh, she must have been molested. Oh, she must have had problems with men. Yeah. No, that is not the case. What they don't realize is it's deeper than that, because everybody's mental state goes to, ooh, sex, two men, ooh, sex, two women. It's not even about sex. It's an emotional feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. And yes, God made everyone, because I have always said you would have to be the interior of a JA. You'll get that later on. It'll go over your head. To choose a lifestyle or a living that, yes, is ridiculed every day, or you're back, or yes, you take the risk of possibly being killed. And I don't care what nobody say. I have been saying it myself, and, you know, I've been open since I was 17 and in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me straight up, she said, you my child, you came out of my womb, I love you no less. Mama don't mind, so nobody else matters. And what is interesting to me is how they say, oh, there goes the end of family, there goes the end of procreation. Tell me this. How do you explain a couple who is in the church heavily, be in church 7 days a week, hard as they can preach to where they heart about to come out their chest up on the pulpit on Sunday, and they still end up with a lesbian daughter or a gay son? Explain that.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Explain that.
Thank you. Explain it, people. 888-550-9105. I would love to hear an answer to that. Dolores on line one. Welcome to Hot Talk. Dolores?
This is Deacon Smith.
Oh, okay. Deacon, you got Dolores. Deacon is not leaving. Dolores, do you have stuff, Dolores? Okay.
In response, I think everybody misunderstood my comment.
Okay.
My comment simply says that don't compare the gay lifestyle with the movement of the civil rights.
It's the same thing. We didn't choose to be. I personally speak for myself. I didn't choose to be transgender. I did not choose. What I chose to do is be real about who I am as a person. So I stood in my truth of transgenderism. But I would have never chosen this life. It's been a really hard, difficult journey for me. But I still walk with my head held high because I'm living in my truth.
But this is not a condemnation on your lifestyle. This is you're saying that our parents, your parents, their struggle was was one that they didn't choose. They had to fight for that. They had to come out and work the bean fields. And slavery, it wasn't a choice. But I think
Deacon, let me ask you something. You made a very interesting point right there. They had a choice. They could have chosen not to try and be free. We always have